Gentas presents The Explorers by Vivian Stewart, performed by Simon Slater. Prologue. It was hot and airless in the confines of the empty storage cupboard, and dusty too, now that the kit bags and packing cases had been removed, preparatory to being loaded aboard the waiting transports which lay at anchor in Yarmouth Roads. Crouched in the concealing darkness, Jessica India McLean heard the rapid thud of booted feet and shouted commands, and breathed a small sigh of relief. The storage cupboard was situated beneath the stone staircase, leading from the married family's quarters on the upper floor of Colville Barracks to those occupied by the regiment's non-commissioned officers on the floor below. Jessica had hidden herself late the previous evening, when her stepfather announced that embarkation orders had been received, and she slept there, in desultory fashion, until réveil had sounded soon after dawn. They would not look for her here, she was certain, and soon, when all the men had mustered on the parade ground outside and the roll call had been taken, His Majesty's 73rd Regiment would march down to the harbour, and her ordeal would be over. Like her brother Murdo, she would be free, with the regiment on its way to New South Wales and her stepfather gone from her life. She had planned no further ahead than this. Just to escape from the misery of existence under her stepfather's roof was enough. She must get away from him, and from the brutal beatings and never-ending humiliation he constantly heaped on her. If she starved, Jessica thought bitterly, if she had to beg bread in the streets, life could be no more worse than he had made it for her. For her and for Murdo, she reminded herself. Murdo had run away 3 months ago, before the regiment left Scotland, to be carried on board 4 Berwick smacks, and driven by gale-force winds to Gravesend and then to Yarmouth, Isle of Wight, to await the arrival of the transports that would take them across 12,000 miles of ocean to exile on the other side of the world. That was how the whole regiment thought of the unwelcome posting. Even the officers spoke of it thus as exile. The 73rd had served in India for 25 years. They had come home expecting to fight their country's battles under Sir Arthur Wellesley in Egypt, Spain, or Portugal, or even, if need be, in the fever-infested West Indies, should the French seek to effect new conquests there. But going to New South Wales was different. It was a penal colony, and even the knowledge that their commanding officer, Colonel Lachlan Macquarie, was to become governor and captain general was of little consolation to proud Highland fighting men dreaming of military glory. Jessica sighed, remembering the talk she had heard, the angry complaints, the sense of injustice which even the new recruits had felt. She herself, after a childhood spent in India, had not been averse to the prospect of another long voyage, no matter what was at the end of it. She would have gone, willingly enough, with her mother, but not, oh dear God, not with her mother's second husband. Not with Company Sergeant Major Duncan Campbell, even if her life were to depend upon it.
Jessica! Jessica, lass, are you there?
The voice was low, scarcely above a whisper, but Jessica recognized it as her mother's, and stirred uneasily. She knew that the regimental families, the wives and children, would be the last to embark, but even so, she drew in her breath sharply. The men had not yet marched off the parade ground. She could hear the throbbing of the drums in the distance, but the pipes were still silent, and the shouts told her that the calling of the roll was not yet completed.
India,
her mother persisted, using the name her own father had given her, and which Duncan Campbell would never utter save in mockery.
Open the door, child, I must speak to you.
But they've not gone, ma'am, I dare not. He will be coming back, and
he is coming back, lass.
He was taking his belt to me. I had to tell him where you were.
There was shame in her mother's soft Highland voice. Pity and regret mingled in the admission.